Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby in on a Tuesday. What are you looking over here for? Did I sound weird?
Something? Oh, no. I'm just trying to set up your camera.
All right.
It's nice to have you in studio, Tony.
Nice to be in studio. Your boy's off today in terms of Padre baseball, so I'll be kicking it with Matthew and Chris for the next few hours. Padres trying to get back into the winning ways here a little bit. Lost to the Orioles 4-3 last night. Got another kind of weird start from Dylan, and then just a terrible news to see or scene of Jason Adam going down with a ruptured quad tendon. He's done for the year. That's a blow to that bullpen. Fortunately, it's the strength of the Padres. It goes now from a big five to a big four. But Chris, how are you, my friend? You're kind of quiet over there.
Well, I was looking through the Major League Baseball lineups today. I was searching for some good news. I was hoping that maybe the Padre lineup would be out and that Fernando Tatis Jr. would be in it, and we'd at least be able to have something positive to lean on. Alas, there's no lineup yet.
Yes.
You know, yesterday was a low point, certainly, on top of what happened in Minnesota. And, you know, the injury to Fernando and him not being back in there yesterday. And you start worrying, you know, if this is going to be extended now. And, you know, Jackson Merrill, you know, not quite back, but hopefully tonight he's back. The Jason Adam injury's terrible to just see happen to anybody. You know, I don't care who that is, what the situation is, to have something like that happen is a freak injury. And, you know, but it hurts. Certainly he was the one. To me, Jason Adam, you know, gave them the nod, the edge. I mean, you talked about who had the best bullpen in baseball. You know, a lot of teams could say they maybe had an 8-9 combo to match Mason Miller and Suarez, but nobody's got Jason Adam on top of that. And now the Padres don't have that. So, you know, I feel a little bit like Superman after Lex Luthor has shown me the kryptonite. I just kind of lost my powers a little bit right now. I've lost my way, and I'm waiting for that, you know, surge of energy to kick back in and, you know, so I can ride to the rescue at the end of the movie and save the day. But right now I feel like the hero is kind of in the gutter, and they're kicking us a little while we're down, Tony.
Man, that was dark.
That is extremely dark.
That's how I felt yesterday, man. When, piling on with Jason Adam going down, I'm like, man, we lost 6 out of 8, and Dodgers keep winning. And
I'm like, are we in a therapy session or on a radio show? And it's fine, Chris, because I know that people feel that way.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of them do.
Scrap, could you fix my camera? I think it's a little low.
I gotcha.
Boom.
Sorry, everybody out there.
All right.
Are you okay? Are you going to be okay, Chris, is what I want to know.
I'm going to be fine. I'm not giving up the ship in any way, shape, or form. You know, to me, it's time to, you know, hitch up the bootstraps and go back to work and fight through this. And, you know, it's not supposed to be easy. And this is a good challenge right now. And I hope that that's how they're looking at it. I'm sure that is how they are looking at it. I'm worried about our fan base. I know that many of our fans, you know, have been waiting, Tony, for, you know, quote, the other shoe to drop. They're waiting for the curse to hit. They're waiting for something bad to happen. And, you know, I think many of them think this is it, you know. But basically how they think, it's going to really have no impact on what happens here in the final 4 weeks of the season. You know, it's up to this team to, you know, get back to it. And hopefully it starts tonight with Baltimore. You know, I'd like to see Manny start, you know, connecting, get back on a Manny streak, and, you know, get Fernando and Merrill healthy. That would be, I think, a big boost. Big boost.
Yeah.
So that's all. I'm speaking for what I think a lot of people are feeling today, guys, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people are down and out a little bit today, and it's understandable. Yesterday was tough.
I don't disagree. Tony, in a clubhouse, I was thinking about this immediately when you saw him carted off. Like, how much of that affects the rest of the game? Like, seeing your star bullpen guy going out on a cart looking terrible, how much does that affect the team?
I mean, everybody's a little different, but I think for the most part, guys understand that that's kind of part of the deal, and you got to kind of turn the page and get ready to try to, in this case, come back and win a ball game. And so that was, you know, those things are never fun to be a part of, whether you are the person in it or a teammate of that person. But in terms of those guys who are still there on the field, they have to turn the page and try to get ready to mount a comeback. We'll find out later today if Toddy is back in the lineup. I would guess that he would be. Typically, when they've given Toddy a day, it's been the full day. He hasn't pinch hit. He hasn't done none of that. So, although this was a scratch, this wasn't a planned day off. He sounded like he wanted to be in that lineup, but they thought to play it cautiously as opposed to having him there after a long flight back and then an early start day the following day. So hopefully he's in the lineup. Jackson Merrill was activated, did come into the game to pinch run.
Did anybody find that to be a little interesting?
I heard what Mike Schultz said after the game, and it makes complete sense.
What did he say?
He said that part of the decision was Jackson hasn't faced live pitching in a while and didn't want to put him in that position, and
lefty on lefty at that point.
Yeah, lefty on lefty. Will Wagner, they thought of taking some great at-bats, so they'd rather have Will Wagner, who's seen pitching lately, which I sort of agree with. I do.
I don't agree with it. Honestly, I don't. I mean, if you're going to talk about pinch hitting him there in the ninth inning and saying, hey, go get a hit, then I'm with it. But I don't understand why he's not in the lineup. I mean, get in the lineup, take four good swings, start working your way back into it. There was a right-handed pitcher that started the game. I disagree. I mean, if he was healthy enough to run the bases, and he was coming off an ankle injury, to me, take some swings in the cage and let's get Jackson Merrill's bat in there for a game. Now, I get not pinch hitting him. Ninth inning, that's tough. Come off the bench under those circumstances, but I felt if you're going to activate him and he's going to be healthy enough to run, I thought he should have played. But that's what I was looking at. I was surprised when he came into pinch run because I just thought, well, he's activated, but he's not quite ready yet.
I was surprised,
too. He looked ready. I mean, he's out there. He's the tying run. I mean, if that ball got hit into the gap, they were going to ask him to sprint 270 feet home to tie the game. Felt if he's healthy enough to do that, he could have been in the game. I don't know. I'm not trying to be, you know, just not going to agree with everything I see. I didn't agree with that. So,
what else we got?
No. We have to explore this. Like,
well, yeah, he does not have to. He doesn't have to agree with me or not.
No, I'm not just asking anyone to agree. Because I know that I, in the moment, was like, "What the heck? Why are they putting in Will Wagner over Jackson Merrill and then have him pinch run?" But I'm also not someone who's actually stood in and taken, you know, MLB at bats before.
I think Schilty gave the answer. I mean, whether you like it or not, that's sound thinking to me.
I do know that he said he was going to be in the lineup today, though.
Yeah, I think that was accurate. I mean, if you got a dude who can run, and he was obviously healthy enough to come off the IL, so you've already checked that box. Him versus who did he pinch run for? Was it
Wagner?
He pinch ran for Wagner, who doesn't run well at all. So, I mean, I think if you get a chance to ball in the gap and you get a chance to get,
I don't disagree with bringing him in. If he was worthy of coming in, then I think he should have been in. He's a starting center fielder on my team.
Not last night. He wasn't.
He was coming
off the IL. So,
all right.
Like I said, I think that is the answer. I think that answer or not, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, well, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I didn't expect for this to be the start of our week.
Why didn't you expect this to be the start of the week? I mean, they've lost 6 of 8. They lost 3 of 4 to bad teams. They've had 3 players hurt. I think, you know, it's the timing could be better. I mean, the only thing more could have happened is if, you know, Manny pulled a hamstring and somebody else went down. I mean, it's a bad 4 or 5 days. I'm just reacting to that. I'm not giving up the season.
Okay, good.
I mean, that would be kind of silly, but I think you have to, in terms of, I don't know. I'm not a player, so I don't have to keep an even keel, you know?
That's a good point.
I just don't. You know, I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be up and, you know, fired up when they go a game up on the Dodgers like they did. And, you know, I still feel like they should win this race.
Padres 2.5 games back from the Dodgers in the National League West. 3 games out of the first wild card spot. If the playoffs started today, they would fly to Chicago for that 3-game series, or planned 3-game series, whether it got there or not. It's something completely different. All right, let's get to break. Let's get to our first one. When we come back, Gavin Sheets, Jake Cronenworth swinging a bat pretty well. In this stretch that Chris is talking about, it hasn't been the offense that's the problem. We'll get into that on the other side here on Gwen and Chris.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
That's amazing. If I ever want to get on the side of the chat, all I have to do is be critical of the Padres. I guess nobody's happy with the Padres. Last week we were way, way, way too complimentary, and we were getting paid money to apologize for everything Mike Schilt did. And, you know, if I don't do that, then everybody loves me. So I guess that's my choice. Criticize the team, and then I got the support of the chat, or I can be realistic. And
that
then,
is,
you
that,
know,
that is what you call authentic, my friend,
yes.
Is that you end up actually agreeing sometimes, you end up actually disagreeing
that's
sometimes.
True.
I mean, that's kind of what authenticity looks like. It's not one way the whole time or the other way the whole time.
Yeah, I don't believe it is. I got to get back. And, you know, the American League's killing the Padres. I don't understand that. They're 18-25 against the American League. It's been the thing all year long for some reason. They have 5 games left against the American League, 2 against Baltimore, 3 against the White Sox. But I'm, like, worried about all those games. They've struggled with the AL for whatever reason. I'm not quite sure why that is. They've also, you know, the Minnesota, after that loss, that left them, I believe it's 5 or 6 games under 500 on the road. And the Padres have one of the best home records in baseball. They're plus 20. But on the road, it hasn't been the same. And I bring that up because if they don't catch the Cubs or they don't catch the Dodgers or they don't catch, you know, whoever, they're going to be in the playoffs, but they're going to be going on the road. They're going to have to play all 3 games on the road, a weekend series in Chicago most likely, and 33-39 doesn't bode great. So I think there's a lot at stake. I think that there's a real reason. Now, you don't want to, you know, mortgage everything to try to win this division, but to me there's a lot to be won if you can do it.
I don't think the playoffs supports that at all.
The playoffs don't support what you do in the regular season.
They don't.
Yeah, they might not.
They haven't, at least since the new
collective bargaining,
the new
playoff
format has shown up. It doesn't support it. You want to get into the playoffs and get your best seating, perhaps get some rest. But outside of that, I think it was home field advantage in the wild card round specifically,
right,
is flipped on its head. It's not a home field advantage at all. Now, once you get beyond that round, I think it goes to like 53% where home team has the advantage, and it actually increases as you get deeper into the playoffs. But specifically, the wild card has had no type of home field advantage.
Well, let's take a look at what you're talking about. Padres did win at home over the Braves last year.
They did.
Brewers lost at home to the Mets. Orioles lost at home to the Royals.
Yes.
Astros lost at home to the Tigers.
Yes.
So you got 3 out of the 4 went the other way,
right,
last year. That's 1 year of sample size. But I'll go back one more year just because.
I mean, we know that the first year they did it, the Padres went into New York.
We do.
And won that series, and I think there was a few more of those,
right,
type of upsets.
Yeah, did win at home over the Marlins. Braves, or Diamondbacks won at Milwaukee. 2 years in a row, Milwaukee's lost at home. Minnesota won at Toronto. Texas won at Tampa. So you're right. Three of the four, both years, yeah. The road team has won that two out of three series.
In the wild card.
In the wild
the
card
first
round.
Series, yes.
All right, never mind. Let's keep losing and get the wild card.
That's not
I'm
going to
start rooting for Baltimore. Come on. I finally
Listen,
figured it out.
I think a couple things. I think Padres have to have they got to have better starting pitching.
It does start right there.
That's where this road trip went left. That's where last night's game went left. And although Dylan battled, I mean, it
91 pitches for four innings.
Right.
Yeah.
And know that now especially excuse me with Jason Adam being done, you don't have five arms to cover the rest of those innings on a good night, right? You got four, and you're going to have to. I think that's where it starts. When you go through the Padres' month of August, right, I think it kind of shows you a lot there in terms of what it looks like. They go 1-8, or for August 1st through 8, they go 4-3. Starters have an ERA of 5, over 5. Right. Bullpen ERA of over 4. The next week, August 9th through 13th, they go 5-0. Padres' run totals. By the way, the run totals in all of this, at least the Padres have. Is this the Padres' runs, Scrape?
Hold on, let me look. It was from the AC newsletter.
I think it's Padres' runs, right? Runs per game. I think it is.
Yes.
So in each of these, they get to that magic number of 4.7. In August 9 through 13, it's 6.2 runs. Starters have an ERA of 2.49, bullpen 0.87. They go 5-0. They go 0-4 in the next week or the next five games, August 15th through 18. 0-4. Padres still put up 4.5 runs a game. Starters have an ERA of 6.91, bullpen an ERA of 2.41. August 19th through 23rd, they go 5-0. Padres put up almost 6 runs a game, 5.6. Starters, 2.17 ERA. Bullpen, 0.56 ERA. And in the last week of August, they go 2-5. Offense putting up 5 runs a game. Starters giving up 5.79. Bullpen, 6.68. And so, you know, it points to the fact that it's really pitching in general. But more often than not, when the starters get it right, everybody else seems to fall in line. And this isn't unlike from what May, end of May to the deadline. This offense is putting up runs. So it's not on the offense. There was a wide range of the season where the offense was not necessarily putting up runs. That can't be attributed to that right now.
One guy that's swinging the bat well is Elias Diaz, but he doesn't play. For me, and has struggled, really, since the first week we got him. That might be something. What am I talking about? Diaz is going to save the season. Manny's been going through one of his up and down times. Sheets has been going great guns. You're right, Tony. They're scoring enough to win, I think. The bullpen, yeah, I look at a game like yesterday. As bad as Cease, I thought, was, when he left, it was 2-2.
Yep.
I think we should win that game 99% of the time with the people we have.
I agree.
But Morejon gave up a home run to dead center against a guy wearing number 82. I don't know, you know, how long the guy's been in the big leagues, but, you know, that shouldn't happen, probably. And then Adam, you know, did give up the two hits before he came out, and Suarez got beat with two outs and two strikes. He had 0-2 on that guy, another guy that I've not heard a lot about. You know, like to see Suarez get that, you know, last out there. So, you know, in the Baltimore bullpen doesn't have anybody, but we only got one run off them. So those are games, you know, that you figure to win, and you take your chances most nights.
You know, there's no doubt. That's these last, what, three out of four are games that the Padres should win. When they play the game the way they have played it. It wasn't clean yesterday, you know. It certainly wasn't clean in Minnesota on multiple nights.
No.
So, I mean, they have to play better, I think, ultimately, is what it boils down to. We can point to the starters, which haven't been good in the last week, but they just have to play better, you know.
Are you sure it's not the managing that's just been bad, Tony? Because that's what I've been reading.
I mean,
on the chat.
But you have to read the chat to know what the chat's saying.
Though. All of a sudden, Mike Schilt, who is always the second half guru of baseball, according to the Padre fans, can do nothing right. Yeah, and I find that interesting.
They're not very happy with Mike for whatever reason.
Oh, God.
Because the Padres have lost a few games is why they're not happy with
him. Yeah, I'm aware.
At least they're losing now. I'd rather them lose now than lose the last week of the season. Come on.
Feel a lot better. Good one, Scrape.
What happened in 1998? Bochy got your dad's team in a closed door meeting because they were playing terrible and they still ended up. When was that? What part of the season was that?
It was like maybe the last 2 weeks.
There you go.
Yeah, well, they were also 19 games ahead in first place when that happened.
That just cost them from winning 100 games. They were still.
That didn't.
They still were rolling
that
away.
I guess they left that out.
Never want to let facts get in the way of something good.
Oh, the hitting coach is the problem. It's just I don't know. I talk to a lot of fans, Padres fans, that are like, this is some of the greatest Padres times of my life. And then I talk to some fans, and they're like, this is a disaster of a team. They need to fire everyone. They need to get rid of Mike Schilt. They need to get rid of Fernando, Manny. Legitimately had a conversation the other day with my neighbor, who I hope is not listening, because I thought he was a smart guy. But he was telling me about how much he dislikes Manny, how much he dislikes Fernando, how much he dislikes Mike Schilt. And I'm like, well, what do you like about the team? And he couldn't give me a good answer.
I think everybody's just uptight because they're not playing good baseball right now.
I agree.
It's really what it boils down to. And we have, those fleeting thoughts that you have that go in your head that, you know, I think we just are saying it all right now.
I also think, you know, going into the stretch of the season where the Padres have the easiest schedule, that doesn't also...
But we said not to pay attention to that from the very beginning because it doesn't matter. Anybody can get beat. Padres clearly getting beat right now.
Yeah.
You set yourself up for failure when you start looking at schedules and you go like, oh, well, they got the second easiest schedule in the league. And so now you're like, well, we should win, like, all the time. And then when you lose, what, four of six, is that what you said?
Six of eight.
And you start, like, feeling some type of way about that. I got to play better. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Tonight would be a good time to start. I'm going to the game to make sure they do.
Is that going to work?
I don't think so, but I'm going to try.
You know what? You need to go down and give them a pep talk before the game, Chris.
Would you like me to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they wouldn't like me to.
I don't know. You don't know that.
I bet they'd rather not hear that. I don't know. Who's pitching tonight? Darvish, he's due for a good one. Been up and down, back and forth.
Yeah, no, it hasn't... Darvish also been kind of up and down, back and forth, as you said.
I got a weird vibe
yeah,
today.
Yeah, right, Tony, good.
I had a weird vibe yesterday. I have a weird vibe today. I don't like these vibes.
Is that a good thing or a bad
thing?
No,
this is a bad thing. I had a weird vibe during the Padres game yesterday, and then the whole thing happened with Jason Adam. I got a weird vibe today from everyone, not just you guys, from Padres fans in general. I understand the people. Like, I'm kind of worried too, but I'm going to see it through. They still got a month left.
All panicking right now.
Well, Manny Machado's also public enemy number two. He's right behind Schilt in that category because...
Not clutch.
No, in the eight games, Tony, he has one RBI, and he has four hits and six hitless games out of the eight. So he is one of the reasons in most people's minds. I did actually see somebody react to one of my tweets and say, no, I've given up just like I've ca- – oh, no. They said, I've phoned it in just like Manny did 2 weeks ago. I'm like, really? Really? Manny's given up?
You guys
up
are
the season?
So dramatic. Oh,
I'm just reading
God.
What I – reading it, Tony. I didn't say it. Reading it. Don't kill the messenger.
No, I'm not. I just said everybody's so dramatic.
Yeah. Well, we
care. I'm dramatic. Chris is dramatic.
Everybody cares.
Everybody's dramatic.
Everybody cares.
Tony's dramatic in his own ways. He's under dramatic.
This too shall pass.
Yeah, they win five in a row. We forget about it, right?
I don't know if five in a row is coming, but I just know this too shall pass.
Well, they're playing the Rockies. Come on. At the end of the week, they have, what, four against the Rockies or three? They have four. Yeah, they have four against the Rockies. Oh, next week they have four against the Rockies.
I have faith.
Three this week.
They're going to get it right. I have faith. They're going to get it right.
Have faith.
This is awkward, guys.
What is?
So
just the vibes of the universe right now.
You need to go somewhere with your vibes right now.
Okay. All right, I'll back off.
How about commercial break?
Yeah, that's fine.
Commercial break. When we come back, we got, well, we set the stage for what we still have ahead. We had a fantabulous game show a little later. We have, got to remind everybody, this is the week to sign up for our NFL pool, the Survivor pool, which we have up there. And you can hook on to that. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. And we got our NFL picks, some of those starting today as well. So we will keep an eye on the Padre lineup situation. Hopefully we have good news with Fernando, Merrill. They're both back in. We will find that out when we come back on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.236 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Strabe. My man Chris is not happy today, as are a lot of Padre fans.
One thing I thank you, Tony, for pointing that out to those who haven't figured it out. I keep going back to something Matt Snyder said, though, from CBS Sports, because we talked to him on a day when his favorite team, the Cubs, had just lost their umpteenth game in a row and been shut out for an entire weekend somewhere, and he was a little down in the dumps. And he said, honestly, there isn't a team in baseball this year that hasn't had a time when their fan base couldn't say, oh, my God, what are we doing? We're terrible. I mean, the Yankees have had it. The Mets have certainly had it. They're not having it today, but they've went through it in a big way. The Phillies have lost 10 games in a row in New York. Every time they go there, the Philly fans give up hope. The Cubs went through it. The Dodgers have been down and out and fallen behind the Padres. So it's kind of just been the story of this season. Some have said the Brewers have stayed above the fray, but I would still say the Brewers are not exactly a lock, you know, to keep it rolling. They have they blew a ball game yesterday, and they got some injuries now. So it's kind of been the story of this season. Every fan base has gone through it. The Padres have actually gone through it, I think, to a lesser extent than most.
A couple of things. All that is true, which is why I feel the way I feel about it. This happened. We go through this charade every year where, you know, the Padres lose or they win, and we feel the extremes of both. And then, you know, it's just kind of what it is. You know, people are going to feel away. I will say this, because I didn't really get a chance to answer in the first segment. I personally thought Toddy would hit, right? In the ninth innings,
okay.
Thought Toddy would hit. Then, you know, I thought about it as, all right, they haven't, when he's had a day off, it's always been a complete day off. But then I thought, all right, well, Jackson will probably be the next one up. And then when that didn't happen, you know, my antennas went up a little bit, no doubt. But, you know, I understood the reasoning behind it. I know many of you guys are won't and don't and will disagree till you blue in the face. But I don't think anybody in that moment thought to themselves, oh yeah, Will is the guy for this spot right here. I think that kind of jumped off the page for everybody. But in terms of the season, man, this is how it is. It sucks that it's happening on September 1st.
Yes.
But you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday come around, and if you know they've lost one game in that time frame, you'll feel differently about the week. If they lost two games in that time frame, you'll feel completely different about the week.
Yes,
you know?
But the one thing that is not going to, you know, change any moment, you know, now is we're not getting Jason Adam back. That is a thing.
That's a fact.
That is a thing. Xander Bogaerts is another one that's happened.
Is up against time.
And happened in the last 4 or 5 days, too.
For sure.
We lost him. And you know, Merrill and Toddy got hurt on Sunday. Maybe he didn't get hurt Sunday, but that's when we became aware that maybe he wasn't 100%.
Tati, we're talking about.
Tatis. So, yes, we've had Monday, Sunday, and then like Thursday or something with the Sanders. So, you know, it's been a bit of a kick in the gut. I was almost laughing to myself. I was like, maybe tonight we could just lose, but nobody gets hurt. You know, it'd be a step in the right direction, but I can't make that deal because we can't really afford to lose. I don't want to lose tonight. So it's just, I'm trying to keep it in perspective, but I'm talking more emotionally today than normal.
That's fair.
That's it.
Shall we shift gears or shall we? Stand it. Scraby, don't even want to get in the conversation. Is that what's going
Scraby
on?
Scraby threw this out there, and now we're deciding whether we want to talk about it or not.
Oh, the social media stuff?
It's really nasty. I don't think we... I'll be honest with you, Tony. I don't know that we should read that stuff, because it's really, really nasty.
I think we should.
It's not... It's not idiotic in the sense to bring up the fact that this is still out there, and that basically what happened is Jason Adams got hurt. He's out for the season, and there were people on social media that were seemingly happy about it and elated that this man got injured, and his wife stepped up and said, this is incredible that this is happening. But Annie, our friend, she wrote a big article about this just a week and a half ago. And the whole article started with Fernando talking about how people have threatened to kill his family multiple times this year online. And that all players are going through this now every time they make an out because somebody might have bet on it.
Yeah.
And this is an issue that's... You people, I'm only talking to a really small percentage. I know 99% of you out there would never celebrate a person getting hurt. But man, I don't know how we can put a stop to the 1% that are doing this kind of stuff. It's really awful and it's really terrible. And I don't know that everybody's 100% aware that this is happening. And these guys are, having to play through all that stuff along with everybody else or everything else.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wishing somebody get hurt enough to miss the whole rest of the season is crazy, crazy work.
I'm so happy that he's out now.
I don't even know what to say because I don't think we should give it too much.
We shouldn't give it a lot of credence. I want to let people know that don't know that this is something else these guys all have to deal with.
Yeah, and I just don't understand why. We allow, this goes in a different direction, why we allow random people to just set up accounts that can't be traced back to them because these are some of these messages are threats. And I don't understand why it's okay for people to do this. And then in the in some of the articles I've been reading about this, fans are like, well, they just shouldn't look at their Instagram. Why? Because you can't control yourself and not say something horrible to the guy? Like, I don't think that's the answer either. The answer is you should not make a death threat. That's the answer. And it really bothers me. And it has bothered me, and it always will bother me.
The answer is getting punched in your mouth is what the answer is.
Well, no. We'll never find them because they will not put themselves in public.
That's crazy.
If you're going to say something like that, put your name on it.
I don't think they want to do that.
Exactly. They know that what they're saying is so wrong that they will get fired from their job.
That's the other part, right? People have got good enough now where they can trace your account, figure out who you are, where you work at, and you've seen some ramifications come down because of that. Anyway, let's shift gears.
Let's go to something fun.
NFL. What, Thursday? Thursday's the first day?
It is. Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Just let that play for a second.
We got 48 time plus 50 hours till kickoff. 50 hours till the first kick of the year.
Tony always does his keyboards to this, but there's no keyboards in this. It's all string.
Oh, is he tinkling the ivories again?
He is tinkling the ivories.
There is no
again.
Ivories here.
No. This season, each year, I feel like it sneaks up on me more and more.
This one, like, got up on us quick.
Yeah. I was just talking to you guys, like, seemed like yesterday, training camp's about to start, and boom, season's going to start in 2 days.
Well, that being said, we typically give you our previews, or what, our predictions, I should say.
Division by division.
Division by division. NFC East and AFC East today, is that correct?
Yes,
correct.
We'll go East and East, correct. Because the NFC East begins Thursday night. They are getting underway early.
I believe that's Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, NFL, for thinking that we really want to see the Cowboys. I want to let everybody know this is the largest spread in any game in the NFL this weekend.
As it should be.
And they've chosen this to be the kickoff game because apparently we all want to see Dallas.
How much do you think the NFL is like, really, Jerry? You traded Micah Parsons right before the opening kickoff?
Yeah.
This is not great for the Cowboy fans. All right. I'm looking forward to the very many Cowboy fans out there that have already penciled their team into a Super Bowl again.
Super Bowl?
Wait, what? I thought you were going to say last place.
No. I said Cowboy fans.
I know.
So they only believe in Super Bowls.
I usually only get my
every
Cowboy
year they think they're going to the Super Bowl.
I only get my Cowboy fan knowledge from Dave Marcus because he's such a big Cowboy fan. So
he is a fake.
I bet you Dave Marcus isn't thinking Super Bowl. There's no way. There's no way you can be thinking Super Bowl with this squad.
To be fair, he's not.
Okay.
He's one of the sane Cowboy fans.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. NFC East. We're going to start with them, and we're going to pick the MVP of the division, the first-place team, the last-place team, the fantasy breakout star, and then the disappointment. Right, Chris?
No, I thought it'd be fun. No, I thought we'd have one bold prediction.
Oh, yes, I did put that there.
Bold prediction.
Bold I don't prediction. See it. I don't see bold prediction. I see disappointment.
Yeah, because you didn't.
There we go.
Oh, okay. It somehow changed the bold prediction.
It just changed.
It's magic. It's magic. All right, Tony, you're up first. Who's the MVP going to be of the NFC?
Starting with
East?
The MVP. All right.
Wow. All right.
Going right up.
Do
right
we
up
not want to do that? I feel like.
I thought we'd start with first or last.
Okay, man.
We got to go teams first, man. It's kind of how we do it every year.
First place team, Tony?
The Eagles.
Okay. Chris?
There are certain days when it's a good thing there's a lot of stuff in between the three of us here.
I don't really understand.
Get at each other. Most days I wouldn't say that's the case. Today it's a good thing. I just I'm gonna.
I feel like I've been an angel over here.
Yeah.
Tony says yeah.
Yeah. I think the Eagles win it again. I think a lot of people think the Commanders are ready to pass them, but the Commanders got a lot of lucky wins last year. And you can go back and look it up. The amount of crazy stuff that happened at the end of some of their games, including the Bears game when the DB was serenading the fans and then turned around and tipped the ball into the hands of the receiver. Jaden Daniels is all that. The Commanders are much better. They're not, I don't think, ready to beat out the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles.
Okay, I'm going to take the Eagles as well. Tony,
sweep.
Last place team.
Oh, the Gigantes.
Really?
Yeah, the Gigantes.
Okay.
I know the Cowboys are going to be bad, but I don't think they're going to be last place bad.
Chris?
Oh, Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys,
he's doing
too.
When's the last time the Cowboys did finish in the cellar of that division? That's been a while.
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, I do too. Other than Prescott and Lamb and Pickens, I don't see anything else on the roster.
I'm looking to see when they last finished. 2015, they were 4-12, and they finished in last.
Right. I think the Giants will beat them out. Russell Wilson plus a cast of thousands of backups. Yeah.
Oh, man. Matt Castle was a quarterback that year for the Cowboys. that's not good.
Can I change minds?
Yeah.
I want to change the Giants to the Cowboys.
Okay. That way.
All right.
I won him over.
We swayed, Tony. All of us choose the Cowboys.
All
in
of
last
us taking
place.
The Cowboys. There's Cowboy fans out there. You got that? I don't know what you're doing. But we do know what we're talking about. There's no way you're going to the Super Bowl. We 100%. Have to at least tell you that.
It's
not
all right.
Happening.
Tony, are we on the MVP now? Yes.
Maybe.
MVP, Tony, for the NFC East.
NFC East MVP.
I'm going to say Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Chris?
Jalen Hurts is so underrated. I think it's... You really... You know, they don't give him enough credit.
No.
Barkley got all the credit for last season, and he was really great. But Jalen Hurts does so much better than people think. I'll take Jaden Daniels, though, to be the best player on the
team. Oh, because he's your fantasy quarterback?
Yeah. That's because, you know, my fantasy players always, you know, ball out.
That's a good point. That's a good point. My MVP, I was going to say Saquon, but I don't know that he can have the same season as he did last year. I'm going to have to go with Jalen Hurts because I think the Eagles are the best team in that division. So there. Breakout, Tony.
I almost hate to give this young man this credit here, but I think he's going to have a breakout. George Pickens.
Okay. I like George Pickens in the high-flying offense of the Cowboys.
Well, when you're down 28-0 every game, you got to catch the ball.
He's going to be a great garbage-time fantasy player.
He might be.
Chris, who's your breakout?
Yeah, I'm going off the board here, Alex.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to pick somebody that could be a breakout, but I think it's a long shot that they are. But I just fell in love with this guy in the playoff last year, and that is Cam Scataboo.
Scatabo.
Scatabo, the Giants.
Yeah, the best running back in the world.
I like him.
You don't like him?
You don't like him, Tony? You think he's a little too much bluster?
Yeah, for what he's kicking, I think he's getting a little too much bluster.
Did you see the game he played, though, in that
playoff? He was impressive in that playoff game.
He threw a bomb for a touchdown. He caught one. He ran a couple.
He ran over a couple dudes, too.
He did a lot of stuff. I think the Giants may have something there. We'll see. That's my long shot.
How do you say his name again?
Scatabo. Yeah, that's a long shot.
He's going to turn me into a fan before I know it.
He might.
Okay. My breakout is going to be Jackson Dart, but I will have to explain why on the other side or in the next one. But first, Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I got to rewrite that. There's a lot of Paramount Pluses. Bold prediction, Tony, of the NFC East.
Bold prediction. My bold prediction.
To a certain extent, we're already making them by picking the Cowboys last. That is in itself a bold prediction.
Dak Prescott, top five quarterback.
In yards just overall QBR kind of thing?
Top five. He's a top five quarterback. He'll be considered top five quarterback this year.
Okay.
That's the bold prediction.
All right, that is bold.
Yeah, definitely bold.
Chris, bold prediction.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little crazy here.
Uh-oh.
Because that's what bold predictions are in my mind. I believe that once Brian Schottenheimer, a la his famous father,
this is good,
blows the play clock and the end of the game strategy for like the third or fourth time in October or November, Jerry Jones is going to finally say that's enough.
He's going to fire Brian Schottenheimer?
He's going to hire somebody he can really control. Stephen Jones will be the coach of the Cowboys by Thanksgiving.
I was about to say, him firing Brian Schottenheimer is not bold, but him hiring his son.
Stephen Jones. We all know that he just has a figurehead in there, so why stop faking it? Just put his son in there so we all know it's a figurehead.
And then he can stay GM for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
That is bold.
Yeah,
my bold prediction for the NFC East is Jackson Dart takes over for Russell Wilson and leads the Giants to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
Malik
almost,
Nabers is going to be very good.
I would say that my prediction has more chance of happening.
I don't think so.
Giants are going to the playoffs?
I concur.
Stephen Jones becomes the head coach, which is more crazy.
I think Giants going to the playoffs.
That's not true.
They're both outlandish.
They're both outlandish. You know, Dak Prescott top five isn't exactly a gimme either.
It's way better than both of ours, I guess. We're going to do the AFC East at 3:20.
Let's get the break. On the other side, more Gwen and Chris. Daily Gambit.
Yoo-hoo!
Next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.